Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And please, you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Johnson is our, our atheist for the night. We had Chris Cantwell on the show last night. He is also an atheist, so it's kind of like it's kind of been an atheist Christmas here on Free Talk Live. Although I am not an atheist, I'm a panentheist. At one time in my life, I was an atheist, so I can definitely empathize with them. And right now, the atheists are under attack, or at least in Tallahassee at the Florida State Capitol in the Rotunda.
Well, the Satanists are under attack.
Good point. Thanks for keeping on clarifying that for me, Johnson, because what's throwing me off is this article over at the Daily Mail is referring to the Satanic Temple as a group of atheists.
Yeah, which is not, I mean, the group of atheists would be more likely, you'd be more likely to be referring to the Spaghetti Monster display, which is also there.
It has been in the past. I don't know if the Spaghetti Monster was represented, or the if there was a representation of spaghetti, Flying Spaghetti Monster this year.
Okay.
But it has definitely been there in the past, as well as a Pabst Blue Ribbon Festivus pole and atheist banners. But this, yeah.
They had a PBR Festivus pole.
There's actually
Does that mean that the can was made out of the pole was made out of the cans, or
it appears as though it was a pole with cans placed over top. I'm not real sure though, because yeah, that's what it looks like here. There is actually a picture of the Pabst Blue Ribbon Festivus pole, and it does appear as though the man in the picture is setting a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon on the very top of the pole, so you can sort of see the pole sticking out from I guess underneath all of the other cans that have already been placed on it. So I'll put this link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a look at some of the photos of what the rotunda looks like here. But the Satanic Temple had come in with their own display, and it says "Happy Holidays" from the Satanic Temple, and there's some sort of satanic-looking pentagram symbol there. And then there's an angel that is falling into flames, sort of a diorama of that. A couple of signs there.
Be Satan, probably, and most
presumably that would be Lucifer. Yep, falling into the fires of hell. There's a couple of quotes surrounding it, but I can't read them in the photograph here in the story. But Susan Hemrick, she's 54 years old. She's been charged with criminal mischief for trying to tear down the atheist display. And if you watch the video on this this page, it makes it pretty clear that she took the display. She didn't just, like, go right and grab the angel and, like, tear it down or whatever. She grabbed the entire diorama and attempted right to leave the state capitol with it. She was stopped at the door by security. She says, "It's just wrong when you remove baby Jesus 2 days before Christmas and put Satan in his place." Now, it's not explained why it is that the Christian nativity scene was removed at any point. That doesn't right really make sense to me.
I asked that question when we talked about it before, if you remember.
Yeah.
They said that they would remove the others. So I'm like, what?
I don't understand. Maybe the way they did it was they had certain days, like right certain ranges in which each display could yeah exist. Why not just allow them all at the same time? I don't know. Anyway, atheist groups last year began taking advantage of the Capitol's free speech zone, talking about how they put up the Flying Spaghetti Monster, etc. The Satanic Temple was originally rejected last year, but this year they were under threat from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and so the state did go ahead and give its approval. John Porgel, the regional director of the American Atheists, said this about it, quote, "The angel's dead," when he arrived at the Capitol to see the angel figurine lying alone on a table. He says, quote, "We've been tolerant of their display. We didn't like it, but we tolerated it. You see what they did to our display." So there you go, Johnson. He yep is the head of the American Atheists in the region, mm-hmm, and he is a member, apparently, of the Satanic Temple.
Yeah, and it's unfair what he's doing there, too.
What do you mean?
So saying they, what they did to our display. No, it's what she did.
Good point. Yeah, certainly not all Christians would have supported what the Catholic warrior, the self-professed Catholic warrior, Susan Hemrick, did here in clearly violating the thou shalt not steal commandment in order to walk off with the Satanic Temple display. The Satanic Temple, according to the Daily Mail, Johnson, is a satirical group created by atheists that opposes religious displays and activity on government property and public schools. Porgel, who again is the head of the American Atheist, said he wasn't surprised someone had damaged the display, which he had installed in the Capitol just one day earlier. He says, "I was really surprised that it took this long. I was really expecting it to be damaged because of the religious part of our society." The same group asked to distribute satanic coloring books in Orlando high schools after a Christian group was allowed to distribute Bibles. The school district is now reconsidering its policy. Porgel said he plans to leave the display in its damaged state as a sign of what the religious right's idea of tolerance is. Pam Olson, who organized the manger display, says she doesn't approve of the attack. She said, "I'm actually very sad that she felt motivated to do that. I do not like the display. I think it's rude, and it's sad that he put it up to protest the nativity that means so much to millions of people. However, I don't think anyone should ever vandalize anything. Free speech is free speech, whether we like it or not."
Right.
And she's obviously absolutely right about that. Although, I don't know if the atheists or the Satanic Temple, maybe there are some actual Satanists within the Satanic Temple, but it doesn't seem like majority of them are, that the Satanic Temple was putting it up to protest the nativity scene. I think they were just putting it up to express themselves in a public space.
Right.
Because the nativity scene is allowed, so should other scenes or whatever, you know, whatever message it is that they want to put up there. If you're going to allow one, you have to allow all of them. That doesn't mean the others are protesting the existence of the nativity scene.
Right.
Going on here with the Daily Mail piece, Ms. Hemrick says she has no criminal record, and she hasn't even had a speeding ticket in more than 15 years, since she had only one regret about Tuesday's incident.
It's hard to go really fast when you're carrying something that large.
She said, "I just yanked that little devil off the fishing line. I should have just done a better job and finished it off for good." The string suspending the angel was broken when the exhibit was knocked over, so John Portugal placed the placed the angel upright amid the paper flames. "She's in hell now," Portugal said of the angel. "They've actually caused her to go to hell." I don't know why they're saying her. Maybe the angel is not Lucifer,
right,
Johnson. So there you go. That's the latest on the Satanic Temple display in Florida. It has been decimated by one Catholic warrior. You're welcome to share your thoughts here tonight with us at 855-450-FREE. And that's not the only nativity scene-related news. There's also a zombie nativity scene that is making headlines.
Okay.
In Sycamore Township, Ohio, where this week a local government in the town had, just outside of Cincinnati, ordered a man to remove his zombie nativity scene that he built on his own property.
Right.
We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Huh. Al is with us first, listening in Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Welcome.
This talk of freedom, which you have in common with the atheist, is really the forces of darkness. And you're on this side of the protesters now as they're marching in the street, some of them saying that we should kill the cops, these devils.
Oh, I'm not on the side of that.
No, neither am I.
Say, let's cancel Christmas. We see the,
nope,
the rioters.
Nope, I'm not.
So you're not going to respond to that? You're just going to keep plowing through?
Yeah,
I'd
like to
have a conversation.
Yeah, can we have a conversation, Al? Because you're making accusations that aren't true. First of all, I don't support killing cops. Well, I do support protests.
I said,
oh, I'm sorry.
It sounded
like you said
the anti-police
that.
Protests because your heart is far from God. You've gone over to the dark side. The
name. So killing innocent people is what being close to God is? Is that what you're saying? Because the reason why most people who support these anti-police protests are because they don't like it when police kill innocent people. So what you're trying to say is that you should be close to God by supporting the police killing innocent people. Is that what you're saying? I'm just trying to understand you.
This. The devil is the father of lies, and when you say that Michael Brown was innocent, that's a lie.
No, I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about Eric Garner.
Eric Garner was innocent? How so?
Yes, absolutely. He wasn't selling cigarettes. If you watch the full video, he broke up a street fight.
He wasn't a career criminal. He had sold cigarettes, Johnson, so therefore he deserved to be choked to death.
Oh, okay.
Jesus loves it when you choke people to death.
He was a career criminal.
No, he wasn't.
He was a family man who was trying to make a few extra bucks. Hang on, Al. I'll bring you back, because you're putting words in our mouth, and I don't think it's very fair, but I'll give you a chance to continue here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Over at freetalklive.com, you can actually help support the show in a number of different ways. But one of the easiest ways to do it is just to share Free Talk Live. Whatever episode that you've enjoyed recently, maybe within the last week, pick that episode, copy the link over, and share it on your Facebook page or Twitter or wherever it is you hang out online. We sure would appreciate your efforts. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. As we go back to Al, he's in Bangor. And Al, you're back on Free Talk Live. I think that you were unfairly putting words in our mouths earlier, like suggesting that, you know, we might support killing police, which definitely we don't support that. But go ahead. What was the point you were trying to make? You were saying something about, like, we're on the dark side, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the whole left, the essence of libertarianism, you can see it in the French Revolution and the American Revolution, is to overemphasize freedom in opposition to duty. Policeman represents duty, honor, courage, God, country. Eric Garner represented dope, dirtiness, laziness. So he wasn't as good as a police officer. You're making a generalization.
Eric Garner represented dope. What do you mean by that?
Well, he was a dope user.
He had long
criminal history.
Yeah, it's one of the...
He wasn't as good. You have to make a distinction in people between good behavior and bad behavior.
Is it a good thing to squeeze the life out of someone because they've used pot or dope or whatever?
It was their duty to squeeze the life out of them
because
they used
marijuana. When you make the generalization, they did a good thing by trying to enforce the law when they took him down.
Because he was a pot smoker, so really they should have just, I mean, they should have just flat out executed him a long time ago, is what you're
saying.
No, you
because he was resisting the law, and this is spirit.
Actually, he wasn't. You can watch the video of it. He didn't resist
the spirit of lawlessness, which you're spreading. You're making generalization that the police are bad. All right, have you heard of the Rolling Stones?
No, I think that murderers are bad, not police. I think murderers are bad.
The song Sympathy for the Devil, you have an atheist there. You're saying it's a good thing to put...
I'm not a Satanist, sir. I think you have that confused.
At Christmas Day...
I don't believe in the devil. I think that's a ridiculous concept.
Was it a good thing that they put that in the Florida State House?
Well, of course. I mean, free speech, right? Don't you agree with free speech?
A good thing. You put freedom above God's law. And
wait, song, doesn't God love freedom?
The song... No, God doesn't love freedom.
What a crappy God. I mean, why wouldn't, you know, why wouldn't
your
God love freedom?
Blasphemy again. And it's
why, wait a minute. Why would your God not love freedom? What's wrong with freedom? Is that like a satanic thing, to be free?
Yes.
Is that right? Huh.
Yes.
That's the first time I've heard that claim.
You know, the essence of libertarianism, 1776, the American Revolution, equality, individual rights, the doctrine is do as thou wilt. And because of that philosophy, America is falling apart. We have to honor...
Well, that's not the libertarian doctrine. Libertarian viewpoint is to do as you wilt as long as you do no harm.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely,
I am so glad. I'm really glad that there are guys out there like this that exist. Because it's people like this guy that are responsible for me, like, becoming an atheist. It's people exactly like this guy who help people to wake up and realize, like, this belief system is nonsense. Nonsense. God hates freedom. I mean, that's one of the things that just helps people to go, wow, I don't want to be religious, and I don't want to have anything to do with anyone who is.
I see where you're coming from there.
I appreciate you preaching this, and I would hope that you would really go on to tell more people.
Give him the donation.
I know,
so
seriously,
you can
I would. Yeah,
preaching.
Please do. Because, I mean, I appreciate when people, like, preach about duty and how religion, you know, God hates freedom, and you can't do anything with your life, and, you know, smoking marijuana means that you should be killed.
Hey,
that's wonderful.
Do you think that the cops who kill people are going to go to heaven?
If a police officer, if it's a justifiable homicide, it doesn't matter. It is your faith in God and your faith in Jesus that gets you into heaven, not your good deeds or your bad deeds.
So what you're saying is,
yes,
you can
faith,
kill
not
people.
Not good deeds or bad deeds. I love people to believe like this.
I just want to understand. I mean, look, what you're saying is, and are you a you're a Christian, right?
Yes.
So what you're saying is that you can just violate the Ten Commandments as a cop, as long as it's justifiable, as long as you have a good reason for murdering someone, you can take the life of another. You can take the life of another human being and still make it to heaven?
You cannot. There's something called a justifiable homicide. If a person comes at a police officer with a gun, as Michael
What's that have to do with the Ten Commandments, though? Because I'm pretty sure in the Ten Commandments it just says, thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say, thou shalt not kill, except in the circumstances of a justifiable
homicide. You can violate any commandment as long as it's justifiable and as long as God will give you forgiveness because you've accepted Jesus into your heart. So you can get forgiveness for anything as long as you've accepted Jesus. The only real crime in Christianity, for the most part, is blaspheming. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit and denying and saying, the Holy Spirit does not exist.
I
Jesus
would like
isn't
to
real.
Deny the Holy Spirit. Because, look, I don't deny God. I mean, I'm a panentheist. I believe in the idea of, you know, that the fact that everything is connected and that we're all, that essentially everything is God. That's my belief system. But that doesn't mean that I believe in a daddy God in the sky with a set of arbitrary rules.
I can tell both of you in your voice that you know God is real, but you will not. You're laughing. That's embarrassed laughter. But you
I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Yeah, Johnson's just laughing at you.
You will not believe in him because of your sin.
Why is there only one God?
Oh, they believe in three gods.
That's logic. That's
Catholics.
Proof of God.
No, all
Christians. Do all Christians believe in three gods? Is there three gods? Is it the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost?
They believe in like.
I can explain that to you.
All right, go quickly.
There is only one God because the question arises: who created God? If there is another God, he cannot be God. There must be one who created the universe, not a multiplicity, because if there's a multiplicity...
But what about the Holy Ghost and the, you know, Jesus? Aren't they also God in the Christian belief system?
There are three persons in the Trinity, and God the Father, Jesus, who is a manifestation of the nature of God, who taught us that we are children of God, and that God is a merciful Father. He's a revelation of.
Was that cop doing God's work when he mercifully strangled that man to death, Eric Garner?
He was the police do God's work because God has given.
Was it God's work when the cops shot the gas grenade or whatever it was into a baby's crib?
God is the author of all laws.
What about the military? Are they also doing God's work?
They absolutely are.
You're so sick, Al. You're so sick. You don't even realize that you don't even follow your own belief system, and I thank you for the call tonight.
The flying spaghetti monster created God to fool people into believing in a false deity.
Toll-free number tonight
is... To test their faith.
855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. Thou shalt not kill unless you're the police or the military. Then it's totally fine. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, that's right. Johnson and I, we're on the dark side. The people who are on the side of light are the ones who support squeezing the life out of other human beings and setting houses on fire.
Well, they're doing justice because they're doing their duty to God.
It's so, so twisted. That's at least the summary of our last call.
You can't be an atheist and be a police officer, apparently.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you care about online privacy, you really need ProXPN, and you can go and get it for free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices over at proxpn.com/FTL. It encrypts your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer be able to have any idea what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging the websites that you visit, the search terms that you enter, and they may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years. You can put a stop to it by downloading the ProXPN software, getting it installed. It only takes a moment over at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and the ability to privately torrent as well as get past regionally blocked websites, you can upgrade for 50% off of the annual account price by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50 as in 50% off. By the way, that savings is valid for the lifetime of the account. So you continue to get that 50% off every year thereafter. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. And ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL as we go to your calls and thoughts here. We go first to John, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We have quite an interesting discussion tonight. I believe that man has his strongest power is the power of choice, and he should make up his own mind. And the people witnessing with just their words, it's better to witness with someone's action. The way they live speaks louder than what they say.
But I thought the last call I said that the only thing that matters is faith. Doesn't matter what you actually do.
Well, faith and works go together. If you pray for something to happen, if you don't act upon it, you don't show good faith. You know, you got to act upon it too.
Okay. Anything else you want to clarify tonight, John?
That's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Welcome.
Let's talk to Bill. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Ian. Hey.
Hey there.
I wanted to just remind people of where their line in the sand may be, because I have three specific lines in the sand where I will initiate defensive force. So I wanted people to think about where their line in the sand was with all of these events happening in current events and whatnot. But anyways,
line in the sand? I mean, give us an example of what that means.
Well, Chris Cantwell has been bringing up a lot of, you know, when do you defend yourself and when is it, you know, proper to defend yourself and whatnot. And I have three lines in the sand that, you know, just come closer and closer every day, and they kind of worry me a little bit. Even this call worries me a little bit, you know, calling and talking about it. But at the same time, it's part of my core being. Anyways,
do you have any lines of sand that you can actually share?
Yes. Gun confiscation on a wholesale basis, not on a one-by-one individual basis that's based on probable cause.
So you're one of those.
Outright gun ban is one.
So you're one of the folks who say, you know, essentially you come to take my gun, you get it bullet first.
Definitely.
Can you legally own a gun in Massachusetts? It seems to be one of the worst places for that.
I do. I do, and I've attended gun church with the Free Staters.
Oh, right on.
Right.
Very cool. Well, while I appreciate the idea of a line in the sand, I just feel like, you know, by the time they cross that line, it can be very, very difficult for you to provide, you know, violent resistance.
No, I exercise my Second Amendment here in Massachusetts. You know, people say that Massachusetts has really bad gun laws, but, you know, I'm very vocal against government and whatnot, and I have a battle rifle and a pistol and a shotgun. Just like everyone else, they're all mass compliant, so they just have extra safety features on them. That's about it. And stuff that makes them louder and brighter so that they can't be hidden when you shoot them. That's about it. So really, Massachusetts, you can have pre-ban magazines and whatnot. So they're able to keep me pacified with enough gun rights to not immediately move to New Hampshire or Vermont, which I'm on the border of now. You know, I'm on the border of those two states, so I can just quickly jump over the line on either one. Anyways, the second one, which I had to face in 2010, is forced inoculations. They were going to do National Guard forced inoculations in 2010, and I went right to the Board of Health person here in charge of FEMA through Homeland Security, who I know, who actually babysat my son for a partial summer. He now is our local FEMA guy, and I went to his place, and I talked to him, and I said, look, if you guys come through my door with the National Guard and syringes for the H1N1, you will be also injected with heavy metals as well. So just remember that I'm going to inject you with heavy metals. And my third one, which is getting very, very close, which was just in the media today, brought up in the state of Oregon, is taxed by the mile by the government in my motor vehicle or my transport car or automobile or pickup truck on Silverado.
Is that something really worth dying over?
If they're going to charge me by the mile to exercise my free right to travel, then if they're going to charge me by the mile on that, that is a line in the sand that I will forcefully resist.
You're going to
they
start
do that
to...
right now in New York, so you've never driven through New York. Because they have a thing where you go through one toll, and they give you a ticket, and then you go to the next toll, and that's when they collect your money.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen those.
No, that's other places. That's a toll road, and that's actually different than having a tracking device like an EasyPass. If EasyPass becomes mandatory, or they start using plate recognition cameras to log my miles...
But Phil, I mean, while I can appreciate...
When I get my plate renewed, I'm all done with civil.
Bill, I can appreciate where you're coming from, but I mean, really, is that one worth dying over? Because you know,
it really is. It really is.
But don't you have kids?
I'm a race driver. I'm a local champion at Keene's Racetrack. Okay. I literally, my whole being has been. I mean, when I strap a vehicle onto my body, it's an extension of my fingertips. It's
but Bill, don't you have kids? I mean, you've got a son, right?
I do.
I
have to hand that privilege over to him. It's not my responsibility or my, I can't hand that over. It's not mine to give away. It's mine to protect for him with my life if necessary.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I don't agree that violence solves problems, but I also, you know, I can't say I blame somebody for having a point
right
at which they will be pushed over the brink. I mean, everybody, I think everybody has it, or at least most people have it. I just don't think that it's very effective. I don't think that, you know, okay, so they put a mileage tax in, and then Bill goes and starts shooting some Department of Motor Vehicles bureaucrats or whatever he would do after that, and then, you know, Bill's going to die as a result, and now his son's not going to have a father. I mean, that's not going to make his life better.
And I said this on the air years and years and years ago, my line in the sand is a draft. You know, that I had a line in the sand and that it's the draft. But now I really wonder, is that time for violence? Is it just time to leave?
Or how about time for non-cooperation? How about time for not going to the draft and, you know, not participating in it and, you know, recording video?
Yeah, but there's a difference between, you know, okay, not participating in the draft and, okay, what if they come to draft you? I mean, I'm over the age where I'd be drafted now, but...
Well, they're not going to be able to force you to hold a gun in your hands, and they're not going to be able to force you to, you know, forcing you to get on a cargo jet and be taken over to Iraq and then having a gun put in your hand. This is all very unlikely if you are
a
non-cooperative.
Sure, but it could happen, and it's like...
They'll put you in a prison cell, Johnson. They're not going to... They can't force you to fight.
Right.
They're either going to put you in a prison cell or they'll execute you, one or the other.
Right.
So, the toll-free number is 855-453.
Do you want to just let yourself be executed, or do
I don't
you
know.
Fight back?
I might just shoot myself before they can do something to me. At least then they can't paint me as, you know, some crazy cop killer.
Yeah.
Whatever. 855-453. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $20. $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We'll continue with live programming throughout the holidays every single day. We are here, and we'll take your calls. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We continue with your calls and thoughts, and then if we get the chance, which I don't know if we will, but if we get the chance, we'll talk about the zombie nativity scene here in a little bit with Ian and Johnson behind the mics here tonight. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. We've got Kurt in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Kurt.
Hello. Hi. First time I've heard your show. It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
There's such a category. I think I'm an atheist, and I'm a conservative right-winger, and I think there's about six of us in the nation, I think. we do exist. My impression is that, you know, a lot of atheists are pretty left-wing often, and that's fine. I think a lot of atheists, they kind of bug me a little bit. I don't care about crushes or...
Can I ask you a question real quick? Have you heard of anarcho-capitalism?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
It's more intriguing every day.
Okay, fantastic.
Because I think I know what you're saying is that people, I think I heard one of the Pauls say this, it's like, knock yourself out. If you like socialism, do it. You know, it's voluntary. What's this notion that we have to have this entire country run one way?
Right.
Let things kind of devolve a little bit. Let things, to run this country, this diverse country that's large in one way, I just never get that. You know, the countries that are socialist are very small and homogenous. They work for Norway, but it would never work for us. And I think an anarcho-capitalism is like, look, just whatever economic arrangements you want, do it. You know, just don't have it forced upon the 320 million of it. I think that's what it means. But
yeah, you're pretty close.
It kind of means that, but the problem with anarcho-capitalism is it's got two really bad words mixed together, anarchist and capitalism,
right.
Because people don't understand what those things mean, and I think when you
Ian is a word statist.
Look, words have meanings. Words have meanings.
Right, which is why they should be defended.
I'm not here to defend the term capitalism.
No,
and
you're here
the word
to destroy
capitalism.
Them.
The word capitalism.
You're here to put them
not,
in jail and arrest these words for being bad.
The word capitalism does not include.
Let
what,
the words be
what
free,
Kurt
man.
Was just saying what Kurt was saying was that he, you know, to him, anarcho-capitalism means anybody can try any kind of system they want so long as it's voluntary. Not necessarily. If the word capitalism is in the term, then that suggests that socialism would not be okay.
No,
or
it doesn't.
Communism would not be okay.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. That's what he said was absolutely accurate of what anarcho-capitalists believe. Absolutely.
I know what they believe. I'm telling you, having the word capitalism in there suggests that this would not be a truly free place in which you would be able to try communism. If it's a anarcho-capitalist place, the communists might not feel very welcome, would they? But if it's
That's
a free
true.
Market, then it's open to anybody to do anything they want so long as it's voluntary. If it's voluntarist or voluntarist, then that doesn't say, well, you have to be capitalist.
Real capitalists believe in the free market. He didn't say anarcho-corporatism.
I understand that, Johnson. Can you at least acknowledge how using the term capitalism in your belief system to describe what you want to see happen, which is a supposedly an open free market,
sure.
might actually make it sound like other things besides capitalism, other organization, you know, economic forms of organization like communism, would not be welcome? Would you want to join an anarcho-communist society?
Yeah.
Because what the communists were telling you, hey, we'll let you do whatever you want.
Well, here, the thing is I think that the word free market is just as tainted to the people who don't believe in capitalism.
Maybe so. How about voluntarism?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't probably know, it's starting. It's getting there. It's climbing slowly.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, I think anarchists believe just kind of do what you want and have the arrangement, you know, that you want. Maybe you're just describing take the capitalist out and just say anarchism. That may be it, but...
Well, I think that's preferable, but I also think anarchism has a connotation towards violence and bomb throwing, which obviously, it shouldn't.
Destroy the hierarchies!
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't use the terms myself.
These crash businesses and zombies, I think I know what kind of these left-wing atheist types, they're trying to mock people. I don't like to mock people's belief system. I don't, but I think the government should be neutral, and I tell these religious folks, look, you can't have a religious creche or a manger scene. You can't, but you can't deny the atheists, the pagans, the Wiccan. That's the thing. So
right.
The answer is do nothing. Be neutral. I do think the government, which is left-wing now, is kind of anti-religion. And I don't – these lawsuits against crosses, oh, my God, I think it's such much ado about nothing. And it hurts the atheist cause. I don't give a rat about a symbol. I just don't believe in it. But I think on the I'm actually a reluctant defender of the religious because I just don't care, you know. I mean, I know some left wingers who take a marker and mark out "In God We Trust." I think that Jesus, you're such a pain in the ass. I mean,
time consuming thing to do.
More polite about it. Well, that's polite. I love Hitchens and those guys when. They did that when 9/11 happened, they really went for the religious connection between the bombings and a religion that's called Islam, you know. And I'm for those guys. They were very fearless about what they did. But I think the government should be neutral, you know, just to stand above it all. And again, I tell these religious people, knock it off with the mangers, for God's sakes. I mean,
Wrong, just to clarify, there's nothing wrong with them having a manger on their church property or on their own front lawn, but it's when they put
Correct.
It on state property is when they, you know, they open the Pandora's box.
Easy, really. And then all the other crazies come out, the zombies, which is funny. I know what they're doing and the Satanists and stuff. And it just gives them, so just neutral. No, nothing, you know. I mean,
yeah, if they were smart, they'd leave it alone, because if what the Christians want is to not promote Satanism, then they shouldn't put their nativity scene in the state capitol, because it allows for the Satanists to get all this news media coverage and all that. Kurt, thanks for the call tonight. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
We're relatively new there on Kiva in Albuquerque, but you'll be hearing us again.
On which days?
They're taking us all week long there, and I think they're grabbing us on weekends now as well there. Thank you, Kurt, for your call tonight.
You know,
I appreciate it.
As he was saying that, and as I was crossing out "In God We Trust" on this 20, because I thought it was amusing to do so as he was talking about it, I noticed something about the design of this. Right above the word God and above the "In God We Trust" in this design. So a designer probably consciously did this. The photograph, the White House is there, so they're saying "In God We Trust" right in the White House, right?
Mm.
But above the word God is the flag, and the word states are above God in the design. I just find that kind of interesting. It's like actually like the "In God We Trust" isn't at the top.
That's an interesting observation.
The United States of America and the word specifically states and the flag is actually both above the word God. I find that really
interesting. Yeah, well, those things are done for a reason when it comes to designing art like that. Joe is listening in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air on Christmas with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I've called in before, and I listen every once in a while. And whenever the conversation seems to turn to Christianity, I find myself kind of like dialing in and wanting to participate. I wanted to take issue with the whole idea of pantheism, number one. And then the other thing was I was listening to your colleague who, when you were talking to the guy talking about the devil or whatever, and
dark sidedness,
right, and how the devil was such a ridiculous concept, I take issue with those two things, and because number one, I don't think the devil is a ridiculous concept. I think it's a very real reality, and the whole idea of pantheism sort of leaves you basically with nothing to work with.
What about the devil is real? Like a little red guy?
Seems like a very man-made creation to me.
Well, no, I don't see it like that. I see it as, like, basically everything lines up scripturally. So if you look at how, you know, the Bible, people turn to the Bible and say, why would this be true? And they say, well, because it foretells the future. And God intentionally prophesied in order to prove himself, right? And so when you look at how that, the truth of the book of Revelation, and how that all lines up with what's going on now and living in this age of deception, and you're seeing and you're seeing that reinforced by this new age philosophy that is permeating everything.
I wish we had more time. I really do wish we had more time to talk to you about this, Joe, but we are out of it for tonight. Call us back on another night. I may be taking tomorrow night off, but we'll still have live content with Daryl in the studio tomorrow night. Thanks, Joe, for your call, and happy to have that conversation at a later time, but we can't do it in 10 seconds. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
See you tomorrow online at any time at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.